Whatnot.
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so what do these fellas do? Cheated cards? Steal some strays? Spit on a rich fella? What?
No, they cut up a woman.
What?
Yeah, cut up her face, cut her eyes out, cut her fingers off. Everything but her cunning, I suppose.
I'll be done.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, back off, big man. I may work with the chicks, but not with me.
Right, right.
Are you insane?
Oh, hold on. That was the PD thing.
If you listen to them, you owe them. Don and Mike.
What are you, a wise ass?
Sorry about that, Carm.
I'll be fine.
Oh, no, you did.
Oh, yes, we did.
Stinky McStink face.
All right, let's get back to VD, everybody.
It's for everybody.
This is from 1952.
Wow. Wonderful.
1952 from your United States Army. Mm-hmm.
And I'm still waiting to find out what the pro station is all about.
When we last left off, we had the guy who slept with the dirty whore.
Baker.
And caught something that ends
Oh, no, it was Anderson.
Something that ends with Iphilus.
Yes.
He's a dumb Joe, and he's become slightly retarded.
Yes. Well, they had another guy that was an example of becoming slightly retarded. Dumb Joe is getting treated for his syphilis afterwards.
What about the guy that sat there and went,
that's a guy that's in an institution that they show, just like the guy that had the heart attack because he had syphilis.
So the guy with
Anderson's
the,
okay so because far. He's in the infirmary.
So the guy with the
he's a long time sufferer.
Lost cause.
But did he get that way from
syphilis.
Having sex with a dirty whore?
I don't know how he got it, but he got it and he didn't treat it, and that's why it's in his brain, bored into his brain.
This is entertaining and informative. Mm-hmm.
Yes, educational from the Ars Sex Education from 1952.
Degrade?
Say it again.
Did writing a trilby be great? Didn't writing a trilby be great?
That's enough. Now, what are the three words that I asked you to remember?
Oh, now let's see if you remember them. It was pink,
Broadway, and I think 46 or 48. Right. Rob says 46, I say 48.
I don't know.
He doesn't.
I can't remember.
Oh, he doesn't know.
This poor fellow's in mighty bad shape. And all because of...
There are several venereal diseases, but the most common two are syphilis and gonorrhea.
Syphilis and gonorrhea.
Nasty names for nasty diseases.
Your old buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm syphilis.
And I'm gonorrhea.
Some people call syphilis bad blood, pox, Louis, a case, the dogs, and so on. Some-
hey, I got a case. I got the dogs.
I got the dogs.
I got the blueies.
I guess the clap hadn't been around. Well, maybe they have
clap,
that here.
Clap is gonorrhea.
Oh, did they say the clap?
They didn't say that, but I'm telling you, the clap is gonorrhea.
Well, I know that.
Buzz would know. Oops, I've said too much.
Oh, dear.
Or perhaps not.
People call gonorrhea the clap.
There it is.
Hey, there you go, Buzz.
It's the clap.
See?
From the world of the big war, 1918.
Running range, a dose. They all mean venereal disease, VD. It's a bad deal, and it's catching. And you catch it only one way, from a woman.
From a woman.
You can only catch VD from a woman from a dirty whore.
A dirty woman.
Doesn't matter if she's a high school girl or a juke joint girl. Inside her, there may be sores full of crawling little germs, like these wiggling syphilis germs that stick to your skin like molasses. You get these germs and the gonorrhea germs only from a woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what about the guy that gives it to a woman?
Exactly. Right.
What about the guy? Only from a woman.
Please listen to the tape. Only
from
a
woman.
Dumb Joe.
Or the guy that gave it to the guy.
Wow.
But you don't get them if you use a condom.
Condom.
Or rubber. And if you put it on before you even touch a girl.
That's right. Wear it to dinner.
Put it on before you touch her.
That's right. As soon as you get out of the shower, put it on.
Remember, if she tells you she doesn't want to use a rubber, she's up to no good.
If she's afraid it might come off and get inside her someplace so that she'll need an operation to get it out,
yeah.
She's just crazy.
Wow.
No, you just need a nice pair of tongs.
This is very detailed.
You just need a fondue fork.
Wow.
Even if you tried, you couldn't force it inside any place where it could do harm.
Sure you could.
So don't let any woman talk you out of using one. The next best thing is to take a pro at the pro station.
Okay, okay. Now we're finally going to find out what a pro is.
Please.
And what a pro station
is. Explain it to me.
But take it as soon as possible after you've had your piece. Huh. The way they do it now, it doesn't hurt, and it doesn't take more than a few minutes.
After you've had your piece of ass.
Would right. that be like a shot?
Is that penicillin?
You have to find out.
Dr. Ardinger.
Oh, hold on. He said to just let it roll.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a fine way not to catch VD. There's been talk by some stupid guys that a pro destroys your manhood, and if you have too many of them, you won't be able to have sex anymore. Well, anybody who thinks that is just ignorant.
What is a pro?
A pro doesn't hurt anything except germs. Another good way not to get VD is to use the Army's new pro kit. It was thought up just for men in the Army, and it works. It consists of a tube of ointment, a soap cloth, a piece of tissue, and some instructions.
That's all you need right there.
This yeah. is the best one ever.
That is
the
amazing.
Best one ever.
A tissue, some ointment. What the hell is going on?
What you would give your kid if he scraped his knee? You're talking about some guy with VD.
Wow.
Now here's all you have to do.
Okay.
Right after you've had sex, take a and wash yourself with a soap cloth. Then take the top off the tube and squeeze 1/4 of it inside. It doesn't hurt and it doesn't sting. You can't even feel it.
Oh, hold on. Are they talking about squirting it inside the hole?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not sure how I'd feel about that.
Squeeze the rest of the tube onto your fingers and rub it all over. It kills syphilis and gonorrhea before they can get started doing their damage. But those are the ways of keeping clean. The condom or rubber, the pro station, and the pro kit. But the simplest and best way of all is to stay away from women.
So a pro kit is like a tube of toothpaste.
Yeah, it's ointment.
Ointment.
That you open up your hole.
And you do the inside and the outside.
The outside I'd be down with, but
the inside.
How do you do the inside?
You just squeeze the ointment in there.
How do you get it to go in?
You put the applicator on. I use the applicator.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah. I borrowed the applicator.
Gay.
Now, listen. Did this really work in the day?
There's much more to hear, Mike.
Your Army doctors know VD. So do your officers and non-coms. Listen to them when they teach you about syphilis and gonorrhea. They're trying to help you. They want us to become the healthiest people in the world.
Right.
Don't be afraid to go on sick call as soon as you think you've caught VD. Don't be afraid and don't be ashamed. You won't be punished. No gigs, no loss of pay, no loss of rank. All the Army wants to do is cure you and send you back to civilian life healthier than you've ever been.
All the Army wants to do is cure you and send you back out to get your ass shot.
They want to cure you.
Right.
You must keep yourself clean. But maybe you don't want to stay healthy and keep yourself clean.
Because you're a dumb Joe.
Maybe you want to hop in bed with one gal after another. Maybe.
I do.
Well, maybe you'd like to hop into the same boat with these men.
Who are they?
This man thought he was killing the VD germs by rubbing whiskey on his after he had a pickup.
couldn't hurt.
Whiskey.
Well. Rubbing whiskey on his genitals, huh?
Whiskey doesn't kill anything except the brain. This man didn't use a rubber because he'd been told it didn't feel so good with a rubber.
Right, doesn't.
Well, what he's got now really doesn't feel good.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
And this man,
uh-oh.
He had to pay a terrible price for catching syphilis.
What was that?
He married the girl he loved and passed the germs on to her.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Pretty soon, she had a baby. Oh. It had syphilis, too.
Oh, dear. Now the heavy music.
It would have been better dead.
Oh, no.
It would have been better dead, Mike.
Wow.
This is Paul Robeson, who enjoys the respect and recognition of the entire world. From his college days, when he was an All-American end, through his great career as singer, actor, and world traveler, Mr. Robeson has done as much good for our people as any man alive.
Yep, good guy.
Listen to him.
What you've been seeing here makes a lot of sense. 20 years ago, we didn't have pictures like this. For hours, we had to sit and listen to the coach lecture. He gave it to us hot and heavy, and we took it. Because if you want to play football, you've got to have a healthy body. In fact, if you want to do anything in this world, you've got to have a healthy body.
Not if you want to do radio.
Radio can be done when you're filthy and diseased.
Mm-hmm. With VD.
Now, this film is pretty frightening. Yet, it's not as frightening as the records the War Department has shown me on VD. I tell you, we've got to do something about this, and we have the answer. You've seen it right here in this picture.
Right, the toothpaste.
None of us will forget what we've learned from this movie. But more important, let's not forget our responsibility to our communities.
Right.
Our families and ourselves.
God bless America.
We yes. must Amen. Defeat VD.
Yes. Defeat it. Get a pro kit.
There you go.
Wow.
You simply apply it outside and inside.
You're sure. pretty obsessed with that, aren't you? That's on your mind, isn't it?
You know why?
That'd be difficult.
I've had, because of my kidney ailments,
yeah.
I've had the thing
procedures.
Where they put a tube in there.
Yeah. Oh, boy, while you're still without anesthesia?
Yeah, I can't imagine of your own free will.
Just doing that.
Leaning down there and trying to get the hole big enough so that you could put the applicator tube in.
Better go crazy.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. Crazy or your heart will stop. Mm-hmm.
Dumb Joes.
No!
And for God's sakes, don't pass it along to the baby.
Well, we've got lots and lots of questions.
Wow. So many questions, like little children.
And we'll dive into that in just a moment. We'll rub it on the outside and the inside.
Yeah, it should be mighty interesting.
Remember, no whiskey.
Here comes some Dumb Joes rubbing whiskey all over it.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.